This is last Thursday during the Welcome to Rockville Festival. Now, listen to this. I know you people in Florida are all high and proud of yourselves these days. This happened at the Daytona International Speedway. So, this happened in Florida. A rock band's lead singer got a little too hardcore during a live show, pulling down her pants and micturating on a fan's face who had climbed up on the stage at her request. The wild incident went down Thursday night during the Welcome to Rockville Festival at the Daytona International Pornway, where Brass Against, I guess that's the name of the band, Brass Against, never heard of them. Performed to a ton of fanfare and eventually to a ton of grossed out spectators who witnessed this unsanitary scene. This is from TMZ. It's the only story I could find about her. Front woman Sophia Urista was rocking out during their set and performing a cover of Rage Against the Machine's Wake Up, when she and the band apparently invited a guy in the front row to come up and, well, I told you what happened. Unclear exactly if he knew what he was in for. The guy seemed to be okay with what was about to transpire as she pulled her pants down and then her panties and then performed the deed. Dozens of people had their cell phones out, of course, and videotaped the whole thing. And then the picture started appearing, and I saw it on Twitter this morning because William Briggs, somebody had tagged W.M. Briggs in it, and he had reposted it, a censored version of it. I seem to recall, I don't remember the exact circumstances, but somebody will, that the Doors' Jim Morrison, wasn't Jim Morrison arrested in Florida for obscenity? I don't remember what he did, but I thought it was during a show. In any event, there used to be laws against this stuff. Right? They probably are still on the books. They're just never enforced. There used to be laws against obscenity. If there are laws on the books still in Florida, then what county is Daytona in? Is Daytona a county? I'm just wondering. It should then be incumbent upon the sheriff to ask the DA for permission to issue an immediate arrest warrant for obscenity. The evidence is there. There's videotape. There's photographs. Eyewitness accounts. Arrest this tramp. Prosecute her to the fullest extent of the law. Force these demons, because they'll go to court and they'll claim free speech. You know what they'll do. And at least then, the law, at least then the good people of the county where in Daytona is, would have the satisfaction of knowing that law enforcement is not going to allow this demonic, satanic crap. I wonder if children were in the audience. Well, why not? There was an eight-year-olds, dude. There was an eight-year-old at Travis Scott's concert that night. There were a couple of eight-year-olds. There were parents that were bringing their kids. So we have a out-and-out Satanist. You know, people are walking through a skull to get into this venue where this Satan-worshipping clown encourages violent behavior that ultimately results in the death of eight people in Houston at Astro World. Let's just see what's happening here for just a moment. This is really, look, I'm supposed to be I'm supposed to remain calm and measured. This is not calm and measured. I want answers, and I want accountability, and so do you. Enough of this, well, they're just going to do it, dude. That's just the world. No more of this. That's the world in which we live. We better get used. No. We better pray harder. Yeah, vote harder and pray harder, right? Let us review in the last 10 days. Now, wait a minute. Travis Scott was last two Sundays ago or last Sunday, right? No, it was last. I think it was last Sunday. So within 10 days, what the hell? If it was last Sunday and then this happened Thursday, it was within 6 days. The Satanic Stampede and concert happened at Astro World. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Astro World used to be a fun family entertainment park, wasn't it? Didn't they have roller coasters and stuff at Astro World? Hell, they might have even had a merry-go-round. So, Astro World is not known as the center of demonic activity, to my knowledge. Maybe I'm really behind the times and I just don't know. The Travis Scott concert was at Astro World. I know that. Astro World is in Houston. Why are you guys arguing over this? So you have this event at Astro World. Then you have one at the Daytona International Speedway. Now, say what you want about who attends NASCAR races, but I certainly remember that then President Trump attended one. Daytona 2 years ago. You remember they rolled out that super-duper Cadillac or whatever. I can't remember what he called it. And he was the pace car. So Trump shows up. You remember he buzzed the crowd in Air Force One and then lands on the airport, which is nearby. And then he goes to Daytona. And then he launches the 500 and tells people, we're so proud of you. America's great, blah, blah, blah. We love you and what have you. So correct me if I'm wrong again. Presidents usually show up at places like that are family friendly. They are not known for their hardcore pornography on display. So you have two iconic American family-friendly theme venues, Astro World and Daytona International, now hosting events that should bring beckon a rain of meteors and asteroids to rain down upon this continent. God is so outraged and he must be furious. Now, what did Jim Morrison do that got him arrested? I can't remember. It was in a movie. I thought it was in Florida. Here's what ought to happen. So in Houston, they are prosecuting and he's going to get sued. If he incited that mosh pit riot or whatever the hell it was, that Travis Scott guy ought to go to jail for the rest of his life. How many? Eight people died? Eight. Including a nine-year-old. Nine-year-old child was trampled to death. We can argue about whether or not the kid should have been there. You shouldn't. But he's dead. 12 injured, eight dead. And then Brass Against, you have this Sophia Arista character pulling the stunt that she pulls on the stage on Thursday night. What in the hell is going on? Who pays to see this? And then the band comes out and goes like, oh, that will never happen. Like, you know, man, she just got a little carried away. You know, we're a little embarrassed by it, but it'll never happen at another one of our shows again, they said. My response is, you should never have another show. There should never be another show. This is diabolical, evil, demonic. Yes, all of the above. But there's a couple of things going on here. Travis Scott must have thought that people wanted to be involved in a Satan worshiping ritual disguised as a concert. And that throwing some good old-fashioned murder and destruction in on the deal. That's just bonus points. Sophia Arista must have thought that it was a fun and cool thing to do and that people would approve of her micturating upon the eagerly anticipating face of a fan. Let's talk about the fan for a minute. Let's talk about the guy that crawled up on the stage and lay there on his back and allowed this atrocity to occur. Yes, Mrs. O'Connell, I'd love to move on. I want to move on. This has to be discussed. Yeah. I wonder if he was vaccinated. Here's a question. Vaccinated against what? American culture now is reveling in Sodom and Gomorrah and manufacturing it now with the full faith and credit a very popular and formerly family-friendly venue institutions. Don't take that lightly. As I like to say, that's not nothing. Should the meteor be headed this way? Well, yeah, it should. Listen to this. VAERS COVID vaccine data shows surge in reports of serious injuries as five-year-olds start getting shots. This is from RFK Jr.'s Children's Health Defense. There was a... He reports here that there was a five-year-old child that was frankengood and then died. That parent should be up for child abuse. If there are any other children in that home, get them out. The most recent death includes a 17-year-old female from Washington who reportedly died October the 29th from a heart condition after receiving her second dose of the Pfizer goo. The girl had COVID in August and fully recovered and then got two jabs afterwards. Now, there's so much wrong with this story. Number one, do you now see why it matters to have a feckless, irresponsible, in the tank, deceitful, lying, vagabond media that is still relied on by far too many people for news? She actually thought, probably her parents encouraged her, that even after she got the doom, she still needed to go get the jab. Why? Because natural immunity is not in the vocabulary of the Baton Rouge and New Orleans Advocate, the Houston Chronicle, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, which is where this one comes from. You could say that some of this death and injury is being caused by media malfeasance.